VOA News. Presidents Trump and Putin have ended their highly anticipated summit, with both denying they worked together to win the White House. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After several hours of meeting in Helsinki, Putin said through an interpreter he did want Trump to win in 2016.
Yes, I did, because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
But once again denied doing anything to make it happen, like colluding with the Trump campaign.
This is utter nonsense.
Trump agreed, saying he's the reason he won.
We ran a brilliant campaign, and that's why I'm president.
He notes U.S. intelligence agencies have told him Russia did interfere in the race, and while he has faith in them,
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Trump again blasted the special counsel's probe of Russian interference as a disaster for America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
American politicians of both political parties and commentators reacted with shock and dismay Monday after President Trump, in that press conference, failed to support the U.S. intelligence community's conclusions about Russian election meddling. On Twitter, former CIA Director John Brennan called Trump's Helsinki comments imbecilic. He said he believes the president, quote, is wholly in the pocket of Putin. In a statement, House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican like Trump, said the president must appreciate that Russia is not our ally. The United States must be focused on holding Russia accountable and putting an end to its vile attacks on our democracy. And Republican Senator John McCain, a frequent Trump critic, said the press conference was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May launched a strong attack on Russia as Trump was meeting with Putin. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
May's told lawmakers that last week's NATO summit had been dominated by Donald Trump's call for allies to spend more on defense. She said she backed this view, agreeing that spending hikes were needed. However, the Prime Minister hit out hard at Trump's current summit partner, Vladimir Putin, saying Russia's leadership was committed to trying to undermine Western values on a number of fronts, noting the claim Russia may have used a lethal nerve agent inside Britain and that Russia had used malicious fake news on an industrial scale, but would like to see a change in Russia's actions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
An aide to a top Russian government official under U.S. sanctions was charged on Monday with conspiracy to infiltrate American organizations as part of Moscow's influence operations in the United States. 29-year-old Maria Butina was arrested Sunday on charges of conspiring to act as an agent of the Russian government in the United States. The Trump administration has launched challenges at the World Trade Organization against China, the European Union, Canada, Mexico, and Turkey. The U.S. Trade Representative said retaliatory tariffs by those countries, amounting to $28.5 billion worth of U.S. exports, are illegal under WTO rules. Hundreds of migrants aboard two Border Patrol ships were allowed to disembark in the Sicilian port of Pozzallo early Monday after a half dozen European countries promised to take in some of them rather than have Italy process their asylum claims alone. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
After 2 days at sea and a very long night, the 450 migrants aboard the Italian ship Monte Sperone and the British naval vessel Protector were finally allowed to disembark at dawn. They had been picked up from an overcrowded boat that left Libya on Friday. Among them were 128 unaccompanied minors. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The Trump administration is sending another $6 million in humanitarian aid to Colombia to help it deal with the more than 1 million Venezuelans who have fled across the border. U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Mark Green made the announcement Monday in the Colombian border city of Cúcuta. Green said the Venezuelans are trying to escape what he called an avoidable, man-made humanitarian crisis. The U.S. has already spent $32 million helping Venezuelans in the border region of Colombia, including supplying food, vaccine, and aid to hospitals. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.